gotten to see of the Colts yet, but just what are your impressions, initial impressions of the Colts offense?
Yeah, I think they're very efficient. You know, obviously with the running back, he's probably one of the best in the league. Just vision, ability to make people miss, and then obviously speed and power too. I think he has all the traits of a great running back. The quarterback, you know, he's been around the league for a really long time, played at a high level for a really long time, seen everything. So, you know, obviously a big part of our stuff this week is going to be disguising and, you know, trying to not tip our hand early. And then, you know, they've got threats on the outside as well. You know, a couple receivers that can really fly, take the top off the defense. I think they've gotten, you know, some of the most explosive plays in the league up to this point. And, you know, that's an area of emphasis for us for the last couple of weeks. So, you know, they're a really good offense. We're going to have our hands full this week.
You guys have had your struggles in certain games with defending the running backs. You mentioned not going against one of the best running backs in the league. Just how does that elevate even more this week, the focus in that specific area of you guys' defense?
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, I think what it comes down to is everybody doing their job, staying in their gaps and getting off blocks and making plays at the end of the day. We're going to spend a lot of time this week talking about how we need to fit the run, you know, how we need to defend the run better, and rightfully so. You know, we didn't do a good enough job last week, but you know, you go back 2 weeks and we did a really good job. So I think just the consistency of what we're doing, everybody understanding the job, and then, you know, at the end of the day, doing your job and making plays when it's your time to make a play.
Jonathan Taylor, just like you said, is that, you know, a particular kind of star in the NFL. Just looking at last week, you feel like Miami, they're just different. I mean, that's like your game plan against Miami. Every team is a little different, but Miami, yeah, is a different than any other. The game plan against Miami isn't like any other than the
For sure.
team. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it is. It is different. You know, they've got obviously guys on the outside that can take the top off at any moment. So really defending the run with lighter boxes and, you know, trying to two gap and do that type of thing, as well as, you know, making sure we're all on the same page with as many motions that they were doing, shifts, that type of thing. And I think that's where we can improve. I think the communication aspect, starting with myself, getting all 11 guys on the same page and, you know, moving in the same direction. I think once we get that cleaned up, you know, we'll be better. And I think, you know, like you said, the style of offense that they ran is different. You know, it's different than pretty much any other team in the league. So, you know, moving on to this week, you know, we're excited for the challenge. Like we said earlier, they got one of the best backs in the league, one of the best offensive lines in the league. So it'll be a challenge for us.
You spent 22 and 23 with Jordan Phillips. What can he kind of add to it?
Yeah, Big Phil is awesome. You know, he's one of the first vets that kind of took me under his wing when I got here. My locker was actually right next to his at St. John Fisher in training camp, so I got to spend a lot of time with him and got pretty close with him and his family. I think, you know, just his experience, he's been a lot of places. He's played a lot of good football. His physicality, he's a real big dude, obviously. You know, takes up blocks, makes plays in the run game, can pass rush as well. And then, you know, just his energy and who he is as a person, as a man, as a teammate. I think anytime you can get a vet like that in the room and in the building, it's going to be awesome for us. Seeing him this morning was good, man. It was like a breath, you know, a breath of fresh air, you know, just having him back and having him around. So, you know, all of us are excited for him.
This is no offense to the backups who filled in so well, but have you ever stepped back with all the injuries and thought what this defense could do if it was fully healthy?
I try not to live in that mindset. I think obviously we've had injuries. I think every team has injuries. You know, some of the ones that we've had were major key contributors and things like that. But I think, you know, everybody that's played for us has played up to the standard and has done their job and has played well. And you know, I think the depth that you know, Brandon has built and, you know, Coach McDermott have brought in has been on display. So when, you know, some guys go out, you know, other guys step in and play up to the standard that everybody else has. So I think that's the really the mindset. And, you know, when everybody gets healthy, then we'll see what happens.
Well, I was going to flip the question that way. Do you look forward to when everybody gets healthy and this whole unit is together? I mean,
yeah, I think so. Yeah, for sure. I think so. You know, just having the opportunity to play with, you know, guys like Matt when he comes back, you know, that'll be special just because of the type of guy, type of person, type of player he is. But, you know, until that moment, you know, we're focused on what we're doing right now and you know, how we can improve every day.
I was talking about Bobby Babich the other week about what he does for guys' mindsets, and he was saying like he'll set everyone's mindset at the beginning of practice. How does he do that for you?
Yeah, I think it starts early in the week. You know, me and Bobby have a really, really good and close relationship. You know, he was a linebackers coach my first couple years here. So I think, you know, in the defensive unit meeting, he'll come in and really set the mindset for everybody going into the game, you know, things we need to do, things we need to improve on, and then just the mental space that we need to get to in order to win the game. And then for me personally, you know, we talk, you know, 24/7. He's giving me tips, keys, you know, anything that he thinks I need to focus on or anything he thinks I need to, you know, display and give to the defense to help all of us. You know, I think he's been one of the best in the building at that, just really shaping our mind and our mental approach every single week.
How important is that to not only do it for you guys individually, but it sounds like to get everyone on the same page?
Yeah, I think it's really important. You know, it's a long season, and you know, you can't look past any week. You can't miss any days. And I think he does a good job of, you know, after the game's over, coming back, you know, assessing where we need to get better. And then, like I said, just framing the mental aspect of it, of where we need to go, you know, heading into each game.
Did you see what Saquon Barkley did?
I did. That was insane. Yeah, it was insane.
Defensive player's worst nightmare.
I don't really know how you can defend that. You know, he made a couple guys miss, and then, you know, he has his back to somebody and jumps over him. Like, it was insane. He's one of the best backs I've ever played. So, you know, seeing him do something like that was just insane.
Another Miami question, but it applies to any team that's running motion at the snap. It seems like, I don't know, to me, like 80% of the time, they're running motion at the snap. It changes the strength of the formation. The linebackers have to slide this way.
Yep.
But you know that it's just now the guard has an angle on you, right? Yep. Are you thinking, okay, how am I going to get back and defeat that? Or can you not think that too much because now you're not playing it honest, you know?
I think it goes both ways. I think you kind of have to feel it out throughout the game and get an idea of what they're trying to do. You know, Miami did a lot of, like you said, jetting to one side and then running outside zone the opposite way. So they get you moving to a certain gap and then, you know, try to get angles on you in the run game. You know, that's a common theme in the NFL, but I think Miami does it really well. But like I said, I think it's just part of the game that you have to feel and kind of understand whether they're trying to get you to move the wrong way or trying to get you to just get angles in the run game. So I think it's a feel type of thing throughout the week.